Hi guys, welcome back to the 100% improvised Business and Life podcast with Matthew and Ben. And by 100% improvised, I mean we have no idea what we're saying 100% of the time. So today we're going to be talking about ambition versus happiness, which is kind of a fine line, right? So we always say that what makes a good entrepreneur is their ambition and pushing themselves forward, but do you have time to be happy as well at the same time? And I think that's an interesting.
So, what do you think? Say you're Ben. You've always been ambitious. Has that had a direct effect in your happiness? Like, has it drawn it down? Like, something, because something that a lot of ambitious people say is, well, I don't want to be happy because that's just going to affect my levels of ambition.
Exactly. It's like, so if I suddenly am happy with where I am, then there's no point in me pushing further. I think personally, for me, there's a sort of a background level of contentness. I don't like saying sort of happy, because I'm a happy person generally, but talking about my career, like from a career's perspective, am I happy with where I am in my career? I'm content with where I am. I'm happy with my trajectory of where I am, but I'm not happy with where I am right at this very moment in time. And my overall life is, I'm content with it, but I'm also knowing that I'm happy with where my trajectory is going.
Yep.
If that makes sense. So, like, I'm not happy right now, but if I continue going along the way I am going, I'll be happy one day, I guess.
Is the word happiness, or is it satisfied?
Satisfied is probably better, yeah.
Yeah.
I think satisfied is better. But at the same time, as an entrepreneur, are you ever really satisfied? A lot of people are always just pushing to the next thing. They can always do more. You know, I think any entrepreneur will say, oh, how did you do this year? Like, oh, well, I made £50 million this year, but damn, I wanted to get to £52 million, so it could be £1 million a week, you know. It's like there's always that push a little bit more, and that's what we've talked about a lot in this podcast, and that what makes a good driven entrepreneur. So I don't think satisfaction is a useful trait in an entrepreneur, and I think what you see is the people that are satisfied end up sort of retiring early, making their money and just sort of living off that. But the real entrepreneurs that go out there and constantly and consistently build companies, grow companies, and do good things for society are those that are never satisfied with where things are. And I think that's just an entrepreneurial trait.
I think we've spoken about this before, where there's this concept, I guess studies have shown that people are the happiest when they're progressing towards a worthwhile goal. So that progress towards that goal is what makes you happy. Now, in that journey, you could become pretty unhappy because you're not well, or you're not satisfied with where you are. You're totally, like, you're constantly judging yourself. You're trying to isolate yourself from the world because, like, this is where you're going and you don't want external factors to come in. At least that's what's happened to me, at least.
Absolutely. I've been very guilty of that as well. Even to the point where it's detrimental to my health, like I pushed too far. And I think, like, you know what, I need to take a step back and we'll get there. But, you know, for the long run, I need to kind of preserve my health, and relationships and friendships are still very important. So you shouldn't completely sacrifice all of that just to get to
where you're going. Yeah, 100%. I think, that's truly it. I mean,
relationships are almost like one. We talked about the triangle, haven't we, before? Relationships are sort of one part of that triangle, and so it's your health and, like, business life,
health, wealth,
and
it's kind of like four or five. No, health, wealth, love, and relationships, or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. And I think we talked about kind of sacrificing one for the other, but it ends up never making you fully happy if you've sacrificed them all. So, but I guess I would say to entrepreneurs that don't feel like you should stop, because what will happen is you actually won't be happy if you stop and do nothing. If you say, oh, okay, I've done really well where I am, but
yep.
Now what? They want to go and do something else. And like you say, people feel happy when they're progressing. I'm such a big believer in self-improvement, like improving yourself. And I do it on a sort of year-by-year basis. And I never used to set New Year's resolutions. And I don't really set resolutions as such. But I set goals for my year. Like, yep. This is what I want to be this year. And I make sure that whether it's learning it. So last year it was sort of learning how to play chess mm-hmm. and play piano. And this year it's other hobbies and different business goals, different mm-hmm. relationship goals. And I'm always moving forwards, always progressing, always learning something. And I think that's just such yep. the biggest wonder and benefit of life. Is the ability to do everything and try out everything and learn things. Yep. So I would say, yeah, as an entrepreneur, don't be satisfied and set goals for yourself, because you'll never be satisfied per se. But it doesn't mean that you're not happy. It just means that you've got that entrepreneurial yep. mindset to keep moving forward.
Yeah, there's this guy called Ed Milet, who's very successful financially at least, and he talks about this concept called, and by like successfully financial, I'm talking about like top 50 wealthiest guys in the US. He talks about this concept called blissful dissatisfaction. So it's kind of like you're not satisfied with where you are, but you're blissfully going towards your goal. So it's a pretty cool concept that I'm personally almost every day feeling about myself. Yeah, it's super cool. I know.
And does he say it's a good thing? Does he mention it as a good thing, or does he mention it as
it's a good thing? Yeah, definitely. And then you also want to reward yourself. Like every single time you make a bit of progress, you enjoy yourself and you reward yourself. That's why you create like dopamine effects or dopamine hits. I guess a good example for this could be, for example, we closed a deal last week in the taxi industry. And what we're going to do next week, or this week actually, is going to like a Michelin star restaurant to like enjoy ourselves. So it's little things like that that really do make the difference.
Rewarding yourself for doing something good, which it should be that way. I think I've been guilty of sort of getting so invested in doing things and not actually rewarding myself for them that it becomes almost like, why am I doing this? And you know why you're doing it, but you need that. Sometimes you need that sort of short-term, small. It can be something so small, like you say, just a meal out or buying yourself a little gift. And I went to the other extreme, so I went big and then ended up buying a Porsche.
Yeah, but that.
but that's rewarded myself for the last 2 years.
And how do you feel about it? Like, obviously, you're starting to get used to it, I guess, but it feels pretty fucking good, no? Driving a Porsche around the street.
No, it feels fucking great. Yeah, it feels great. And it's not necessarily even the idea of the, hey, look at me, I'm driving a Porsche. It's, and I would say, no, it's not just any Porsche.
911,
It's a 911. But I would say, when I'm driving it, it's like, to me, it's like, this is what I've accomplished. Like, I deserve it for the work I put in. It's not like, oh, look at me, everyone. I'm driving a Porsche. And it's not showing off at all. It's for me intrinsically motivating to say this. I've done all this work, and it's nice to reward myself with good things. And there's not much I like to reward myself with generally. I mean, I'm not a very materialistic guy, so I don't really buy expensive clothes or jewelry or anything like that. Yep. Spend money on maybe a car or a house, and that's pretty much it. I don't really blurred expenses on
what about vacations? Do you like vacations?
I do like vacations, but I always find
like in what sense?
In sense that I expect so much from these vacations, and I go to these vacations and I end up getting like food poisoning or like it's too hot and I'm like, damn, why would I be back in England like with the rain and be out here? It's bloody boiling hot, like sweating like a pig. And then I come back and I'm like, oh, God, thank God I'm back. Sometimes it's just not as as nice as vacations are supposed to be. I think what I would like is like a somewhere where I could go to vacation and I know and I'm comfortable with where it is. And I love traveling. Like, I love traveling. I think traveling is really rewarding, and I've done that on a number of occasions. But sometimes if you just want like a 2-week holiday or 10 days holiday, or even 7 days, you just go off and you know that where you're going to go is going to be, everything's going to be fine. And you come back and you feel more rejuvenated. I just haven't felt that on any of the places I've gone to. I mean, I went to Greece, and I love Greece, a lovely country, one of the most beautiful European countries. And I went to a lovely place in Greece right by the beach. But the food there was amazing. But there's like no vegetables. So just eating like really nice fried meats and like starchy potatoes. And so by the end of the week, I felt I was like,
Ben times so two. Like, there you go.
I think I just need to find the right places. But no, I think vacations are good to, and I think for a mindset, like
100%.
Completely checking out
is good. Yeah, my ideal situation is going to be like taking a vacation every like 8 weeks, like a quick one, like a 5-day. Yeah,
8 weeks.
Yeah, no, like a five day vacation somewhere quick. Maybe like a skiing trip. I don't know, going to the sun, going to Greece, going to like anywhere really. To be honest,
I like that idea. Yeah, I like that idea. As long as it's not too far, so get jet lag as well. Yeah. So we're European based. So anywhere in Europe, you could probably hop on and get there.
And that's crazy to be honest. Like, people don't really take too much advantage of it. Like, we are literally 2 hours away from any city in Europe almost. Like, that's pretty cool.
That's crazy. Yeah. You can literally go anywhere in 2 hours and have a holiday and then come back and you won't feel any different. Like, you'll feel great, but like, you won't have jet lag or anything like that. So
there you go.
There you go. Anyway, well, thanks for listening, guys. We hope you got a few good insights from this. And don't feel bad if you're not happy. You know, it's just common. Yep. You know, you can be content. You don't necessarily
satisfied.
Have to be happy because happy. Yep. Exactly.
Okay, guys. So please follow Ben at Ben Percival on Instagram and.
Instagram.
And then Matthew.Wainwright on Instagram. LinkedIn, mostly LinkedIn, so feel free to send me a quick message if it helps, and see you next time. Thanks, guys.
See you next time.